Thanks for joining us on Code Chat today. I'm Jeremy Foster. You can find me online at codefoster.com or on Twitter at codefoster. And I'm having a chat today with Greg. Greg, what's your last name?
Doug Mayhew.
Let's start that over. Okay. I've been calling you Greg.
Yeah, I thought I heard that earlier.
That's maybe too much of a flubber in the beginning. I'll start over.
I should have said something.
It's Doug, right?
It's Doug,
what's your last name?
Mayhew.
Mayhew, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My brother's Greg, coincidentally.
Yeah. I must have known that.
Yeah.
And I'm here today with Doug Mayhew from Microsoft Open Technologies. How are you doing today, Doug?
Good.
Good. And you probably noticed this is the first edition of Code Chat that's not recorded in the studio. We are live at OSCON in Portland, Oregon, and having a good time. We're actually in the exhibitors hall, so there's a little bit of energy going on around us. Hopefully the audio is all clear and you can understand what's going on. But I'm really excited to have a chat with Doug today about some of these cool open technologies. Can you give us a little bit of an introduction? First of all, I think maybe the question on some people's mind is, what's with Microsoft and Open? These are not necessarily synonymous in everybody's mind.
We're trying to change that, and I think we're making a lot of progress on it. Microsoft Open Technologies is a subsidiary of Microsoft. We used to be the interoperability strategy team, and a couple years ago we were spun off as a wholly owned subsidiary, and what we do is work around open source, open standards, and interop. We help bridge Microsoft technologies and platforms and services with non-Microsoft technologies.
Okay.
And here at OSCON, we have all these open source technologies, and a lot of these booths are entities, either a community or a company that MS Open Tech has worked closely with the last few years to help make that technology work well on Azure, on Windows Phone, or on other Microsoft platforms.
Excellent. So what are some examples of some of those entities?
So let's see. I mean, if you just kind of look around at the big booths here, the Mongo booths around the corner. Our team's done
MongoDB.
A lot of work. Yeah, back when they were called 10Gen, two or three years ago, we first got involved with them, enabling that to work well on Azure. We have the Couch guys are down the hall from there. We have a lot of DevOps people here, Chef, Puppet, Docker, Packer, all kinds of people that our team's been working with in the last year. And these are all companies that have a technology that's popular with open source developers.
Right.
And our team's mission is to make sure that they can take that tool that they know they're already trained, they already have an investment in it, and they can just move over onto Azure and start being productive using the tool they already know and love.
Yeah. Okay, so what do some of these efforts look like tangibly? Like, Microsoft wants to have this interoperability and this welcoming of the open source community and the open source platforms onto our platforms. And what does that look like tangibly? What are our efforts?
So something our team does, we have an evangelism team that I'm part of. We have a standards team that represents Microsoft various standards committees. And we have an engineering team that is at the heart of doing the work you're alluding to there. Our engineering team goes out and looks at, here's a technology, let's say it's Docker, for example.
Okay.
So that was a couple weeks ago, I think we had an announcement around Docker. And look at Docker. Okay, Docker's a very popular tool that they're all using. In Windows Azure, you can spin up virtual machines, you know, with the cross-platform command line interface. You just say Azure VM create.
Okay.
So we modified that, the engineers on our team, to add an Azure VM Docker create to spin up a Linux virtual machine on Azure that's ready to host Docker containers.
Oh, wow.
So that's like a specific example of the sorts of things we do. So now these guys who know Docker and are invested in Docker, they can just do that command to deploy Linux virtual machines on Azure and then use the Docker management tools they already know and they're already using in other environments to manage all those containers that are deploying on Linux virtual machines on Windows Azure.
So it sounds like kind of a best of both worlds where you're getting Azure and all of the stability and redundance and all of that stuff, but you're also working with these open source technologies that are maybe close to your heart.
Yeah, we understand that a lot of these people are not building on just one platform. They have complicated lives. They're thinking about AWS, they're thinking about VMware, they're thinking about their on-premises hardware. They have a lot going on, and we want to make it just really friction-free to look at Azure as another option to scale out in the cloud and take advantage of what Azure has to offer without having to change their tool set and their way of thinking about browser services.
As in like one command line easy.
Yeah, exactly. That's an ideal case there,
yeah.
Where we can just kind of add that option, and now it opens up a world of possibilities for them.
Now, I understand there have been some recent announcements out of Open Technologies. Is that right?
Yeah. Let's see. This Monday, the president of MS Open Tech, John Pauli, had a blog post announcing our partnerships with Packer.io and Open Nebula. So Packer.io, and those guys are here at OSCON, we did two plugins for them. I think one of them is out, and as the blog said, the other one is coming soon,
okay,
in a matter of days. The one that's already out is a plugin that lets you use Packer on Hyper-V Windows Server, so that Packer lets you create essentially a blueprint for a virtual machine,
okay,
a bunch of software and configuration information, and then provision copies of that virtual machine really fast.
Okay.
So now you can do that on Windows and Hyper-V, and with the Windows Azure plugin we're about to release, you'll be able to save that blueprint in Azure Blob Storage and then deploy from there and provision a bunch of Windows Azure Linux virtual machines doing whatever it is you've defined,
okay,
in Packer.
Okay.
So that's the Packer part of the announcement. And Open Nebula is kind of an interesting company. They have a suite of tools for virtual data centers for security and monitoring and networking and so on, all the details of what you need to do to manage a data center. And virtual data center, meaning that can be hosted on various platforms, on on-premises hardware, or on Amazon's cloud, on VMware's cloud, whatever. And now, with the plugin that we've created for Open Nebula, you can also host those virtual data centers on Windows Azure and use the same tools to manage them that Open Nebula provides. So kind of like the Docker example, it's another case where they have a tool set they're already using that they know well, and now they can look to Azure as another place that they can host those virtual data centers and continue using the same management tools, but just use them on Azure and scale out and take advantage of Azure's broad reach and good performance and scalability and all that stuff.
Well, what are the other advantages that they're going to get from using Azure specifically?
So the scaling out, I think, is kind of in a nutshell, the main thing that we see there is if you've got an approach you're already doing with virtual data centers and you want to be able to, sudden high traffic, high demand scenario,
yeah,
kind of burst out to the cloud in a really big way,
okay,
that Azure's a great fit for that.
What about collaboration with other Azure resources, like maybe their clouds or their blob storage or their databases?
Exactly. We would encourage them to look at that and take advantage of those things. And the first step is to be able to put that data center on Azure so that it's taking advantage of the ability to be hosted on Azure.
Yeah.
And then we'd love for them to think more about some of the services Azure uniquely has to offer,
yeah,
that might be.
And I imagine it would be a big benefit, as opposed to having two completely different data centers, to have some services like Docker or whatever running in the same region as your blob storage, and so you're going to get the performance benefits of running your code real close to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of the standard suite of Azure benefits, we're delivering all that by creating this bridge that enables them to move the tools they're already using to Azure.
Excellent. Well, I'm not sure if the crowd can see what's going on behind us, but we've got a whole bunch of exhibitor booths behind us here, including Microsoft and MS Open Technologies booth here. What's been going on in the booth the last few days?
So, let's see. We have right over here, I don't know if it's visible on the camera, but we have 15 machines set up for Quick Start Labs. And the concept here is that you can just walk up to one of those machines, and there's a web page up that has a few labs that take, you know, maybe 10 minutes, kind of hello world sorts of things,
yeah,
showing how various open source technologies that are in other places here at OSCON work on Azure or with Windows Phone. So, like, you can create a Cordova app and then see in the emulator, here it is running on Windows Phone, here it is, mm-hmm, running on Android and iOS.
Yeah.
You can do like a Python Mongo little app running on Windows Azure with the Mongo Lab service or the MongoDB service, things like that. And it's been kind of fun. It's been quite crowded at times.
Yeah.
We're doing a drawing, and each day people are winning like a Surface Pro 3 or
that's
Kinect
pretty impressive,
or Nokia phones or whatever. And so those things, we did a drawing at 6 p.m. yesterday and had a good crowd here. Gave out a bunch of prizes, and there'll be another drawing at the end of the day today.
I hope I'm eligible. Maybe I could get my hands on a Surface Pro
3. I don't know about
3.
That, Jeremy. I think there might be fine print about Microsoft FTs or something.
I never win anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. This is a pretty high-energy conference, this OSCON.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like with the Quick Start Labs, it's been kind of fun that some of these people, they really know the open source technologies well, and what's new to them is Microsoft, Windows, Azure, Windows Phone.
Yeah.
And so they come up to these labs, and they're fluent in, like, say, the Python Mongo example I gave. Seeing some of these guys, they know Python and Mongo inside out. They just never realized that could work on Azure.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like they're a beginner sitting there. It's kind of an expert sitting there who's learning, oh, here's another thing I can put in my toolbox, the ability to deploy it over there.
It might actually be a stress reliever, because a lot of the booths that you walk by here, even if it's a very cool, very helpful technology, it's one more thing to learn.
Yeah.
And if you walk by a booth like the Microsoft booth, it's really just offering a platform to run all the stuff you already know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the message we're trying to get out here, is we're not asking you to change the tools you know. You have a reason that those are the tools you like to use. We're just saying, hey, come over here and you can use those tools on our platforms as well.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about as far as what Microsoft Open Technologies is doing or what you're working on personally?
Let's see. We have a few things going on here in addition to the kind of cloud-oriented things that you and I have been talking about. Mm-hmm. I understand you're going to talk to my colleague Olivier later.
I am.
And we have some cool stuff with Internet of Things sorts of technologies over there. I'll let him talk about the details of that, but that's a whole other area that we have a bunch of things going on this week. We have a big keyboard over there. You can dance around on the keys, and they're
perfect.
Hooked up to an Arduino little IoT demo.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah. What about the photo booth? Is that our effort?
Yes, it is. That's kind of a thing we've done more than once here with Julian Cash. He's a longtime member of this community, an open source guy. He's spoken at OSCON years past, and he's also a professional photographer, and he does these crazy creative photos of people. They come up, he has props and things.
Yeah,
and
they're doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, and then after it's all over, he posts all of them on the web with no watermark or anything, and people get these high-quality photos of them having fun at OSCON.
Wow.
So we have people here waiting in line to do that who've done that years past at our booth, and it's a nice kind of casual, informal way to get people over here and talk to them.
Yeah.
And because they're waiting to get the photos, we can talk to them about the other things that are going on here. So kind of a way to draw people to our booth, and it's working
very
well.
That's one of the cool things about the open source community. It really is a community, and it's really cool that we're involved in that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And each year we come here, we know more and more people that we've seen years past.
Yeah.
So the first time we're here, it's like, Microsoft, why are you guys here? And now it's like old friends come up, you know? And that's kind of a nice thing. It keeps growing and growing.
Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for the chat today. It's been really good talking to you. I'm really excited about the announcements that have come out and all the new capabilities that have been opened up. And hopefully developers around the world are excited about that as well.
Cool. Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on Code Chat. We'll see you next time.